This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a part of L.A. just east of downtown called the Arts District. Once run down, it's now trendy and increasingly expensive. In there between the lofts and the art galleries, though, might just be the future of the green economy.
Oh, my God, it's a high school chemistry class.
Isn't it?
Oh, it totally is.
Yeah.
All right, it's better than a high school chemistry class. It's the L.A. Clean Tech Incubator, LACI for short. There's a fancy tech campus complete with a solar-covered parking lot to charge your EV, built with a mix of government and private grants supplying the infrastructure the clean tech companies need to get to that next level. CEO Matt Peterson explained the other day how companies can get in the door.
So we invite portfolio companies to apply online, and then we take a review of what they're doing and meet the founders, talk to them on the phone or meet with them in person, and then go through a committee process we have once a week, you know, looking at their business model, at, you know, what the product they're making or their business plan. But it's also about meeting the founders because, as you know, in startups, it's a lot about the personality and the vision they have and the drive they have as founders of the company.
Once you and your selection committee in their weekly meeting says, yes, you're in, then what?
Well, we pair them with an executive in residence who's got experience in starting up a business from the corporate level, or maybe they're an angel investor and they've seen lots of startups struggling to make it, and what made them succeed and what made others fail. So we pair them, and once a week they meet with them, and it's, you know, accountability, it's business coaching, it's sometimes life coaching as, you know, founders struggle with relationships and how they're working together. So it's all of that. And then we try to provide them the services here that they need. We'll keep going. This is our, you know,
cafeteria.
So you see this, we've got our own sort of co-working culture and space we've created here. It's one of our, you know, core functions besides the portfolio companies. Well, I'm going to walk you over and talk to Tracy Gray, who's one of our executives in residence and is also leading up our diversity inclusion initiative.
Introduce yourself to the microphone, would you?
I'm Tracy Gray. I'm an executive in residence here at LACI.
What does that mean?
I help companies in every aspect of their businesses, from their business model to their financials to their strategy, customer acquisition, you name it.
Give me your resume. Give me the elevator pitch.
Started as an engineer on the space shuttle program back in the early 90s.
Oh,
went
cool.
into venture capital, and now I'm starting my own firm, venture capital firm.
So when Matt comes to you and says, hey, listen, I've got these folks I need you to work with, how do you do that?
Make sure they understand their business and the market they're going into. I look at diversity, too. I'm very interested in women and minorities coming into the tech space.
What are you finding, actually, on that?
Finding that you have to be very intentional to find them. Like I said, I started in the late 90s, black woman, engineer.
I was just going to say, when it was a different thing for a black woman in the hard sciences.
Hasn't changed. Hasn't changed much. Yeah. And there are entrenched point of views that there's a pipeline problem, but it's not my pipeline problem. I can find people from that look like me in my pipeline, but there's a very small pipeline up in Silicon Valley. And so what we're doing is we're really trying to reach out intentionally and gather in this space and bring in this space people that look like Los Angeles, very diverse, and can be successful.
We're going to walk you into our advanced prototyping center.
Oh, yeah.
This is really amazing. You know, it's not just this cool space that's got all these great fun bells and whistles.
You've got cool gadgets, too?
We've actually got cool gadgets.
Great.
Yeah.
Precision water jet?
Yes,
I'd like to go there.
Welding
and
fit.
Can I see the precision
water
jet?
Absolutely.
Laser cutting and 3D printing shop? I'd like to go there, too.
Electronics lab. So why don't we walk you through
Let's go poke around.
Yeah, this one's mine. Yeah, I've never seen it in operation.
What are we doing?
Whoa!
Yes, it's a CNC lathe. So we've got large format 3D printers, of course, laser cutters. Are we talking
cool.
to the hive?
Yeah, my guess is that's it.
There he is. This is really exciting. This is
hey,
one of our...
I'm Kai.
John Miller.
Good
hive
to see
lighting.
You, John. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you.
What is hive lighting?
So hive lighting does high-performance, energy-efficient lighting. Primarily, we work in the entertainment industry, so film, television, photography.
Help me understand how entertainment lighting is clean technology. Is there something
sure.
special about the light bulbs?
Yeah, so we take a different approach to it. Traditionally, entertainment lighting is not clean technology. It's quite the opposite. It uses very large incandescent light bulbs.
Yeah.
So you're talking 10,000, 18,000 watts for a single light.
Yeah.
That's as much as, you know, a full office building is using sometimes. However, the approach that Hive Lighting has taken is to use energy-efficient light sources like LED, take that, use between 50 to 75% less power
wow.
to actually get a higher performance. But we're talking about like lighting up city blocks.
So you came here, you got the support, and you got the company up and running. How long between the time you got here and you were selling these things or renting? I guess you probably know. Well, you're probably selling too, right?
So we manufacture and sell.
Yeah.
So we're actually an American manufacturing company. We do. We started here with LACI actually almost 4 years ago. This is our newest product, and began development on this in July of last year.
Huh.
We were able to bring it to market by March of this year, which is incredibly
fast. Is that
fast.
Pretty fast?
That's really fast for a manufacturing product.
Okay.
And that was only possible because of the Advanced Prototyping Center, which is where we're at. And that's because we were able to take the basic schematics that we were able to draw here on the CAD lab.
Right.
So we were able to design it here, prototype it through milling and through 3D printing.
Here in this room?
Here in this room.
With these machines. Wow, that's
exactly.
Cool. Good deal. Thanks a lot.
Thanks
so much.
Appreciate it.
There must be 10,000... as a conservative guest, entrepreneurs in LA who would love to be in this space.
Yeah, so we invite them to apply. I mean, we can't succeed without that fuel, nor can the portfolio companies.
Yeah.
So we're creating jobs here in Los Angeles and the region. And, you know, LA is the best known brand of any city in the world. We want to attract people here that want to create the green revolution, not just come to Hollywood and make the next big movie hit, a blockbuster hit.
Matt, thanks a lot. I
Thank you very much, Guy. I appreciate you being here.